Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Ain't here. Doesn't mean we ain't going to do what we do. You're hanging out in the break room. Brought to you just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It is time for Where They Whinin'. Tommy's still on vacation. He will be back tomorrow, so have no fear. That means Kimmy is in the big girl chair. Terrible time, Timmy, behind the board. And here's how we are going to do this today. Kimmy will have her first opportunity to earn a star, even though you've sat in that chair once before, played this game once before, and failed terribly.
I lost.
Timmy has run Where They Whinin' once before in the past. It went horribly. But we're going to give him a second chance.
Yeah.
Redemption.
Okay. I will make the statement, and you brought this up a second ago. It will be harder for everyone playing because you will not burn your pick as Tommy
normally
does.
Yeah, no, I'm going to make a good pick at least, you know.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to at least pick somewhere where people live. So I got that going for me.
If you're new to the game, here's how this works. You folks send Kimmy a post in the neighborhood app, although we had to do it a different way this week to make sure Kimmy did not see the post. Timmy has those posts in the neighborhood app. He picked one that Kimmy has not seen yet. He's going to read it out loud. He has removed street names and town references, yet there are still enough details in that post where if you listen, you will be able to figure out what town, village, or neighborhood in the city of Rochester they are calling or writing from. It's where they whining, and we do it now. Are you ready, Kimmy?
I'm ready.
Timmy, are you ready?
Sure.
Let's do the damn thing.
Is this where I go?
Oh, my God. We're off to a great start.
All right. Well, I don't know what someone is burning, but it needs to stop. Unless you live under a rock, you'd know there's currently a burn ban in effect here in New York State. That ban applies to everyone. You are not the exception. No one is. I can't exactly pinpoint where the smell of smoke is coming from, but it has to be near because the smell is strong. My house smells like a bonfire, and it's infuriating. It's going to take days for this scent to dissipate. Can anyone tell me where this reckless individual is located? I've called 911 to report it hours ago. I still smell the faint scent of smoke in the air, so it must still be going. It seems like no one is doing anything about it. It's been burning for hours, and the smell has gone from a burnt rubber smell to more of a charcoal grill smell. Who knows what toxins we're all breathing in? Let's work together to make sure this individual is dealt with appropriately for putting all of our lives and trees at risk.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF. Can I just point out, you can pull the music down, Timmy. The peppiness of the music over Timmy's voice reading.
I know, it's really throwing me off. I don't even know if I paid attention to the first part of it. There's a lot going on there. My brain is scrambled.
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
You are filling in for Tommy this morning, which means you get
the first pick. This is harder than I thought.
Oh, what happened all of a sudden? Miss thinks it's easy.
Okay, so I don't know why. I have an image of what this person is describing in my head.
Okay.
And it's taking me to, like, the outskirts.
Oh.
I think this is happening in a place where there are a lot of people that have lived, like, a country-style life for a while, like, burn whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
And newer people moving out there, like, building homes.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that mix of old and new, but, like, country-style.
All right.
So I'm going to say, I don't know, I'm between a couple different places.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to second guess myself. So I'm going to say what the first place that came to my mind, and I think that they're whining in Brockport.
Brockport. Okay. All right. I get the logic there. I think you're wrong.
Because they also said, and I keyed in on this, they said it smells like burnt rubber.
Okay.
And I feel like we've talked to people in the past that live out that way that said that they've burnt tires and stuff.
Okay, every town has people that will do this. It doesn't matter if you're in the country or if you're in the suburbs.
But that's just where my mind went. That was the image in my head.
I think you're 100% wrong on this. I think you're backwards, as a matter of fact.
Fine.
Okay,
tell me why.
You don't have to get offended.
I'm offended.
It's like I'm arguing with my wife. I'm fine.
No, I'm
fine.
Good, I'm good.
Fine. I don't even care. No, it's fine. Go.
I made my pick.
Go to the World Series. I don't even care. If someone's complaining, it means this is not a common occurrence. That's the thought in my head here. So we're going to go closer to the city of Rochester. It's got to be a place that has a lot of space, but also a lot of residents. I got it. I'm feeling east side this morning.
You're going east side.
I'm going east side, and it's going to be a sneaky good pick, and you're going to go, ooh, that's good. They whining in Irondequoit.
Where?
What do you mean where?
Where do you mean like where there's a lot of space?
Okay, first of all, you got Duran Eastman and all those houses that have space around Duran Eastman. You also have a lot of beach burning. For those who live down by the water, you know there'll be beach burning that's happening every once in a while.
Beach burning. Burning that beach.
Good job. Yeah, I feel Irondequoit here. I feel Irondequoit.
That is not what I had in my head at all.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only. You get one pick. If you call the show and somebody says the pick before you get on the air that you wanted, you got two options. Hang up the phone, call again next week, or pick a different town. If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified. And today the Timmissioner has all final calls on disqualification. And Timmy, will you press the button just so we know you know where the button is?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Timmy's got the button.
Got it.
All right, are we ready? 252-WCMF, Woody was our winner last week, so if he shows up, he's picking for Ben's hole. Let's start with Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
I love how you wasted a pick on Irondequoit just for the sake of not hearing someone say the coit.
Damn right I did, Steve.
But you just said it, Steve, so you got it in.
Kimmy's logic is spot on. I'm coming a little bit closer, though, going Spencerport.
Why Spencerport?
A lot of people are burning stuff out there. Tires, the burning tires had me thinking in a couple other places, but I'm going Spencerport. A lot of people are burning out there.
It is, man.
A lot of people just...
When it comes to, like, the smell of burning tires, if I remember correctly, every guy I knew from Spencerport, their cologne smelled like burning tires. So that might actually, there might be something there.
Burning tires and leather, baby.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, were they whining?
Well, second coolest Duffy brother, they are whining in Hilton.
Why Hilton?
Because it's out there in the countryside enough, and people out there are trashy enough that they'd be burning rubber tires.
Oh, man. You're taking
that?
Shots.
You grew up in Hilton. He called you trashy.
Well, what are you going to do?
You trash-ass bitch. All right, Caleb.
Poor dumb cuss mouth Kimmy. She's trashy.
Yeah, trashy cuss mouth Kimmy. You're right. I agree with everything you just said. No, I mean, look.
And poor dump. Don't forget the poor dump.
I feel...
Taking all the shots,
did
Caleb.
You did take a dump.
I switched my chair, and all of a sudden, you're taking shots.
No, I feel like you're getting sucked into something that's too obvious. It would be too obvious for it to be one of these outskirt towns, man. It's never the town we think.
We don't know how Timmy picks these hosts.
I don't know what his logic is.
I love how that's your stoic face. That's your face all the time, man. You're not
pretty stoic.
All right. Caleb, we got you for Hilton. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
I am going to say Fairport.
Why Fairport?
Because you got some close niche towns. You also
towns like close-knit towns, Mark? Are those the same thing or are those different things?
Yeah. That's
those
what
are,
I meant.
Gotcha, okay, so, just making sure. Yeah.
So some houses that are close together and then some houses that are spread out.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're burning in Fairport.
So you don't think it's a further niche town, Mark?
No, Duffy.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
So he's picking Timmy's side. Timmy Town.
Government subsidized.
Timmy Town, Fairport.
Timmy, do you ever remember fires happening in Fairport when you were growing up?
Not, like, substantial ones, but they happen.
Thank you, Mark. We got you for Fairport.
The land of small fires.
252 WCMF. Timmy's life has been a small fire. The entire thing. 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go Greece.
Why Greece?
Well, I'm thinking it's a part of Greece that's more up north, right around by Braddock's Bay. Because I like what Timmy was saying, that it's around near outskirts, and right up by Braddock's Bay in Greece is a bit outskirt-ish, but it's still got residents out there that are not too, you know. So I really think that it's Greece.
Okay, all right, we got you. We got you for Greece, Marty. Thanks for the call. Here's the
thing
about
Greece. Doesn't sound very confident.
Well, but like Greece.
Well, and where he's describing, there's really. I'm trying to think of, like, it's not a big residential area.
Well, no, I mean, there's enough houses around there, and you forget how far that smoke would travel. But here's the thing: Greece can be anything for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like Greece. There's so much of Greece. Anything you describe could happen in Greece. Right, you have people that live in post-war homes all tied together. You have giant swaths of land of people that have built these giant houses. Yeah. You have people on the water. You have people on the canal. It's everywhere, Kimmy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
I miss Tommy. God, I miss Tommy. Victor.
Why Victor, Christine?
Because I think everybody just likes to complain and beg in Victor, and that's just Victor people.
Okay.
And I miss Tommy. Kimmy, you're doing a great job.
I know, Christine. I'm sorry my knees aren't doing it for you today.
No, that's okay. That's okay. And, you know, Timmy looks good behind the board, but I really wish Tommy would come back, because Pat has just got to be down a few notches. He is not the star of this show.
I feel like
it's you, Kimmy.
Okay, you started this call by saying you missed Tommy three times. Kimmy is in for Tommy in his spot. So what does that say how you feel about Kimmy?
Kimmy's doing a wonderful job. You're the one that's not doing so well.
I thought everything was going pretty good until just now.
I think the next time, Pat, you need somebody to co-host, you go on vacation, and it should be Timmy, Tommy, and Kimmy.
I would love that.
I don't know if that would happen.
That would be awesome. Tell me when I get to go on vacation.
Have you ever seen Tommy host a show?
Oh, yeah. Tommy would knock it out of the ballpark.
Oh, no. I've hosted a show with Tommy. We ended the show every day with a fat kid getting hit by a model airplane. I'm not making that up. That's how we did it.
Well, and by the way, if you want an image of Tommy's knees, Timmy, just like put your elbows in the camera. Yeah, there you go.
Christine, we got you for Victor.
Pat,
yep.
Pat didn't tell you he was the fat kid that got hit in the head with that plane.
Yeah. Bye, Christine. God, I hate that woman.
She got to get her shots in.
Okay.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
252-WCMF. Timmy, before you go back to the phones, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us of the post? But we don't need the music. Don't worry about it.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Timmy.
I don't know what someone is burning, but it needs to stop. Unless you live under a rock, you'd know there's currently a burn ban in effect here in New York State. That ban applies to everyone. You are not the exception. No one is. I can't exactly pinpoint where the smell of smoke is coming from, but it has to be near the place. Because the smell is strong, my house smells like a bonfire, and it's infuriating. It's going to take days for this scent to dissipate. Can anyone tell me where this reckless individual is located? I've called 911 to report it hours ago. I still smell the faint scent of smoke in the air, so it must still be going. It seems like no one is doing anything about it. It's been burning for hours now, and the smell has gone from a burnt rubber smell to more of a charcoal grill smell. Who knows what toxins we're all breathing in? Let's work together to make sure this individual is dealt with appropriately for putting all of our lives and trees at risk.
Did you just learn how to read yesterday?
No, I've been able to read since I was like 7.
Okay.
8, 12, 6.
252-WCMF.
He kind of reads it in the voice that we make fun of old guys for having when they're complaining about something. I can't even
do it.
I can't do it.
Do the impression. 252-WCMF. Kimmy is in Brockport. I am in Irondequoit. Steve is out in Spencerport because they smell like tires out there. Caleb is in Hilton that proceeded to trash Kimmy and all residents of Hilton.
Yeah.
Mark is out in Fairport, you know, one of those close niche communities. Marty is in Greece up near Braddock's Bay because they got a lot of space. They got a lot of people up there. Christine's out in Victor. She just rambled. Nobody
because
cares.
Everybody in Victor complains.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where they whining, buddy?
I got a niche. I got a niche of a east side town, and I'm a guess Parenton.
Parenton? What a stupid guess.
Yeah, it is a stupid guess, but I think they're confusing the smell with the landfill. That's not too far.
Okay. So you got flaming garbage is what you're going for.
I will never call Armand's guesses stupid because every time we do that, he hits.
No, but Armand sucks. And, like, he just gets lucky over and over and over again. He doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah,
sometimes, you know, 10% luck and the 90% skill, Pat. I'm sorry you haven't won in, like, a year or so.
Right.
I gave you 2 weeks. I took 2 weeks off, haven't called in 2 weeks. Now I'm looking to get back on the board with Harrington.
No, he is right. In a three-way tie for first.
No, he's got a one-point lead based on the stars over here.
Oh, he does? Is he ahead?
You run the star chart, Kimmy.
I can't see
me.
The star chart from here. I thought he was tied.
He's acting like plus Tommy one. In that seat now. Kimmy's acting like Tommy. Put some respect on my name, Kimmy.
All right. Oh,
plus
all right.
One, yeah. Armand's plus one.
Way okay. to go, Kimmy. Way to go. Well, until today. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. 252.
I thought he was tied.
No, he's not. He's not. Says woman with no star.
I do not have a star.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's rip through some here. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
I am glad Tommy's not here because otherwise I wouldn't be able to take my pick because he would probably have already taken it. I'm going to take Webster.
Why Webster?
So I do agree with, I think Kimmy said it earlier, that this is probably somebody moving away from the city a little bit out to the suburbs, not used to the suburb lifestyle. So there's a lot of new development going on in Webster. It's probably one of those people. There's also a lot of open land out in Webster that people can use to burn things, and the smoke will travel quite a bit, so you don't really know where it's coming from.
Cody, I feel like saying I'm glad Tommy wasn't here to take this pick is a bad omen for your pick.
That's a great call on Kimmy's part, yeah.
You know, that is actually a very great call.
<All right.
laughs> I will wholeheartedly support you on that statement. That's a good call. But I'm confident in this. I mean, the thing is, Tommy's picks do land sometimes when he doesn't pick them. So that's why I think that.
His picks land when he doesn't. Okay, that makes sense. Cody, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Phil. Phil, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, what do you
got? I'm going to go with the Chilli.
I'm not doing that.
The Chilli. That's
not,
a new one.
I'm not doing
that. I always thought it was Chai Why You Lie. But Chilli, I guess, also works.
Why are we going with Chai Lai, Phil?
That's the best. Several were taken before that.
Okay, so you had another one you wanted to pick.
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just asking a question, Phil. I can't ask a question.
Well, things were used up, so that's I'm going with Chilli.
Okay, wait, so were you east side or west side on the one that you really wanted?
I would with that east side.
East side? Was it close to Rondaquay?
No.
No. Further out east?
No.
Okay. Phil, thanks for the call, buddy.
You're not
going to
get Phil.
I love hearing their brains work to try and.
No.
I want to tell you, man. I'm not going to tell you. Now you get disqualified.
We're not making Chilli happen, by the way.
No, we're not. 252-WCM. No, this is your fault, though. You encourage all these.
Listen, I'm usually all for the nicknames, but that one doesn't have a flow to it.
Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
First of all, can we go back to Wednesday so we don't have to hear Christine again?
Thank you. Good call.
I'm going to go with Gates.
Why Gates?
I don't know. I'm just feeling it for some reason.
I don't remember ever smelling smoke growing up in Gates. And I had a hole in my roof, so I would have smelled all of it.
You definitely would have.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, where are they whining, buddy?
Whining in Hamlin.
Shut up, Joe. Why Hamlin?
A lot of fruit farms out there. They're trimming the trees and burning them right now.
he came with facts.
Shut up. There's four people that live in Hamlin. One of the four people wrote this post and put it up
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, but I can appreciate somebody that comes in with a detailed response as opposed to like, well, there's houses and there's trees, so it's got to be there.
Okay, but again, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
There's more than four houses out there. There's 10
houses, Joe. Thanks for the call, buddy. 252.
10 houses in a tops.
I have an unnatural hatred of Hamlin from this game. All right. We'll wrap it up with a gentleman who won last week. He's been sitting patiently.
Oh, he's been in the hole.
Yep. Ben's dark, smelly hole for the last 15 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, Woody's on CMF. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
They are Rowdy and Rush.
There are a lot of places still left on the board, Woody.
Yeah, so I could have said Bright End, but no one's burning their trash in Bright End.
Why Rush?
Not the Henny. It's not going to be Henny 2 weeks in a row.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I doubt it's Pittsburgh. They're way too classy to buy,
No, he's saying a lot of towns. Burn.
Saying it's not those towns in his defense.
Not those.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. You're
He's a seasoned vet.
All right, so why Rush? What about Rush does it for you?
There's plenty of people out there that would burn trash, and there's some things that have gotten developed out there. People move out there, they're new to the neighborhood, don't know that people are just going to do that stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that you're not going to win this week, Woody. Thank you for the call and waiting.
Well, you know what? I just got back from France, and I picked you up a tiara, princess.
Ooh, what? Well, thank you. Second, what were you doing in France?
Robin Louvre.
Well, I got the tiara. That's where I got the tiara. Thanks for picking that up there, quick guy.
Okay, Woody, for God's sake.
You want to hear something really funny? Doug Stanhope will be at Comedy of the Carlson tonight. He's way funnier than you are, Duffy.
I agree. I love Stanhope. Good dude.
Yeah, right. He's great.
No, but seriously, we had a lot of fun back then, but he's a great guy. Seriously, good talk. All right, Woody, have a good rest of the day, buddy. Take care. I hate everybody. I hate everyone right now. I'm so tired. I'm happy, tired, full of hate.
All right.
So let's finish this up. Are we ready? Oh, but let me recap. I'm sorry. Before we
get there.
I'm all out of here.
Give us a rundown.
All right, so Kimmy's on Brockport. I am in Irondequoit. Steve is in Spencerport. Caleb picked Hilton. Mark is in Fairport. Marty is in Greece. Christine, who everybody seems to dislike now, is in Victor. Armand running his mouth out in Parenton. Cody is in Webster. He picked what he thought Tommy would have picked. Phil is in
Chilli. Weird strategy.
Yeah, I don't get it. Phil's in Chilli. Chris is out in Gates. Joe is in Hamlin because they got 10 houses. Woody, who just got back, who's doing international jewel thief jokes,
yep,
went with Rush. Timmy, are you ready?
I feel like we have a winner this week.
Let's do the damn thing. By the way, if I win, it proves that you rig this thing against us every week.
Henrietta! That's not fair.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Where they
We do have a winner. It is not a first-time winner based on the board, or they might share a name, which means it is not Duffy.
Damn it!
It is not Kimmy.
Ah.
It is somebody I nearly disqualified based on their entry into the conversation because they were way too flattering towards somebody else. They were wanting in Victor, and Christina's the winner.
No!
Oh! Christine! Congratulations, Christine.
Shut up. You hate Christine as much as we
I don't
all
hate Christine.
You should hate Christine.
I do not hate
you
Christine.
You should hate Christine. How many stars does Christine have?
I believe it's her third.
Okay.
I know you're not happy.
No, I'm not.
But you weren't going to be happy in either.
No, but this is like the worst case scenario.
Well,
the worst case scenario. Because now next week you're going
to say, hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Let's take a break. See, I should be on cloud nine because I stayed up and watched my baseball team go to the World Series last night with Rochester resident Ernie Clement making the first appearance for a Rochester resident. Shut up, Kimmy. In a very long time. And here's the thing. With the Jays now going to the World Series, Ernie Clement, Brighton graduate, everybody is now on the Ernie train.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He has accomplished something that very few people in Rochester have accomplished, not just going to the World Series. But something that now no one, no matter what happens, can ever take away from him. Because he is in rarefied air for these Rochester residents. And we'll get to it next here in the break room on CMF.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A man who has accomplished something that someone from Rochester has not done in, God, 70-something years. A team guy whose team he's on has not accomplished this in 32 years. And as great as all these accolades are, and he's going to get paid, and it's all good for him, and he deserves all of it, he has accomplished something now in Rochester history that no one can ever take away from him. You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Kimmy Big Girl Chair, Timmy behind the board, Tommy back tomorrow, we believe, so we got that going for us. But we have been celebrating all morning. Last night, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Seattle Mariners in Game 7. They are going to their first World Series in 32 years, and that means Brighton graduate, Rochester native, everybody's All-American, and the nicest guy of all time, Ernie Clement, Blue Jays utility infielder, I guess is what you have to call him, but he's not.
Yeah, he's a future Gold Glove.
There you go.
Utility infielder.
He will be going to the World Series. We shared with you this morning that Ernie Clement will be the first Rochesterian to play in the World Series since 1959. Bob Keegan, pitcher for the White Sox, was the last Rochesterian to do so. If the Jays win, he will be the first Rochesterian to win a World Series since Johnny Antonelli did it in 1954. And, Kimmy,
It's been a while.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. I would argue from this point on, no matter what happens, Ernie Clement has reached rarefied Rochester air.
Yeah. Because he's also got like the perfect name to go along with it. Like,
big baseball name. Yeah.
It's just like the perfect recipe for this kind of thing.
Big baseball.
Yeah.
Once you hit a certain level of success in sports and you are from Rochester,
yeah,
your name will live on forever, mm-hmm, no matter what happens. For example, John Wallace,
yep,
of Greece, Syracuse graduate or Syracuse attendee, first round pick of, yep, the NBA. For the rest of forever, if you were alive when John Wallace was doing his thing, you will remember the name John Wallace. And you'll get that like, oh, John Wallace.
Feeling. And like you said, and I don't know if this happens as often now, but I'm thinking of like some of the examples of guys in the past. Like, not only do you remember that name, you remember the team that they were on in high school.
You're right.
And
yeah,
other guys that were on that team, even though they didn't, some of them, you know, didn't go on to college or any after that play basketball. But like, you, if you were local at the time, you might even remember some of their teammates because of their success.
100%. You can make the same argument, I believe, for Roland Williams. He's another one of, yep, those guys. Brian Gionta winning a Stanley Cup with the Devils. Like, those names live on forever, yeah, and ever in Rochester history. I mean, Johnny Antonelli, I would argue, for older folks, also one of those names. Joe Altobelli, although he's not a Rochester guy, did a lot of work here. I think Ernie Clement, after the success he's had this year and this World Series appearance, him making this like national splash as he's been playing well these whole playoffs, is now on that like pinnacle of Rochester sports names forever.
Yeah, he probably just carved himself a name on the Rochester Rushmore of sports, because you've got guys from the NBA. There's a lot of them currently.
Sure.
But they didn't really, like, they didn't graduate from here. They played here. They grew up here. Awesome, it counts. But Ernie did K through 12 here. That's huge, I think, as far as that scope of things.
You know, that's a really good point, because like Roland Williams spent his whole time here. John Wallace spent his entire time here. Brian Gionta.
Yep.
Believe, well, he did go to prep school. Thinks he's better than us.
Hockey's different, though.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, know. You know what? I take Gio out. You're out, Gio. But yeah, man, you're right. Like, when you get to watch that entire journey happen right in front of your face, I do think it makes it more special. And I don't want to take anything away from Thomas Bryan, yeah, or, you know, Beef Stew.
They still come back and do stuff.
They consider this home, Rochester, and they're, yeah, here all the, yeah, time. Yeah, yeah, like that counts too. Ernie does the same thing. Ernie is here all the time. When you care about this community and the community reciprocates it, like, this story is awesome and it's only just begun.
Yeah, I mean, what's a lot of fun about this too, and what I'm surprised with what's happening here, you know, the Blue Jays, if we're going to talk about the biggest fan bases for baseball in Rochester, you got Yankees, Red Sox, you got some Twins fans left over from that affiliation with the Red Wings, you got some Orioles fans left over with that, yeah, affiliation, and now you have a handful of like young Nationals fans. The Jays play in the same division as the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Jays knocked the Yankees out of the playoffs in embarrassing fashion. Yet, Ernie Clement is such a magnetic figure and such an everybody's All-American and underdog hero that you now have Yankees and Red Sox fans that are on the Ernie train cheering for him to have success in the World Series, which you're a better person than I am, because if there was someone from Rochester playing on the Patriots or the Chiefs or the Dolphins, I would not
yeah,
be
that
in any
would
way
be tough.
Cheering for that person.
That'd be tough. But I wonder, though, if you asked a Yankees fan, let's say Ernie Clement was on the Red Sox, would you be cheering for the Red Sox? If you were a very passionate, okay, Yankees fan, I think it's easier to root for a team like the Blue Jays than it would be those other more, what's the word?
The heavier, like, rivalry kind,
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like, I always think, like, yeah, Lou Gramm, I guess, is in a world of his own, right, because of all the success that he had with Foreigner, right, as we talk about these sports guys. But, like, once you make a name for yourself in this town in sports, there is something for you to do here for the rest of your life, no matter what happens, right? Like, John Wallace, if he wanted to, could go make, yeah, money off his name here in Rochester. Roland Williams has, yeah, done that. Like, Ernie Clement, for the rest of his life, if things go well in this World Series, and that's just it. Like, even if it ends this year,
yeah,
right? Like, he, well, can go work for a car dealership for the rest of his life and do commercials.
Well, I was even going to say, like, I mean, he would have a job in baseball here for the rest of his life. Because you see these guys, once they reach that level, like, they make the overall sport here better. Because they'll come in, they'll run camps, they'll kind of teach a lot of kids here the way that they learned how to play the game, which is a perspective that a lot of people never get. And I think that that helps also grow the popularity of the sport and the level of skill.
You know, that's a really good point. Like, you saw it happen with hockey.
Yeah.
With, you know, Roy Fitzpatrick and Marty Riesner and guys like that. Brian Gionta, Steven Gionta, Ryan Callahan. And you had all these guys come up through that. Yeah. You're watching it happen now with basketball.
Yeah.
With all of the guys that are in the league right now coming home and
you're
doing
that. Definitely seeing it happen in baseball. With
yep.
the Well, even like guys who have had success at the college level coming back. Because, like, you know, decades ago, that wasn't a common thing for kids who play baseball here in Rochester to go off and play college baseball. Like, that was super rare.
Well, yeah, we
the Division I level.
We found out today that the last Rochester area to play the World Series was in 1959.
Right. But I think when more and more of these guys go off and then they come back and they kind of become role models for a lot of kids in town, maybe it sparks some interest and you get more and more people wanting to participate.
Okay. That kind of embodies the spirit of Rochester too, though, because nobody is obligated to give back, but all these guys that make it, they do come back and give back, and it prospers this area with that talent.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, I didn't appreciate it enough as a kid, but like Roland Williams did that free football camp for whatever kid, you know, they had a limited number of spots, but if you wanted to go, you could go. And I had buddies that would go, and you know, you got the t-shirt and you had a legitimate NFL players flying in. They were feeding you three meals
Huge.
A day.
Yeah.
It was like, what an experience. For every now adult that got to go through that, right?
Yeah.
NFL stars right in front of your face showing them things. You're right, man. Like, the older I get, the more I appreciate who's got free time. Who's got free? I mean, like, you're right. If Ernie Clement or, you know, Isaiah Stewart or Thomas Bryan or Jalen Pickett or Roland Williams wanted to, they could spend their money and go off
cooler places.
100%.
Yeah.
For them to come home and do what they've been doing is absolutely phenomenal, and it warms my heart. Kirsten does write us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. She says, I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I'm still having a hard time rooting for the Blue Jays. I just hate the Dodgers more.
Okay.
There you go.
Fair enough.
You're still a Blue Jays fan.
American League team.
Dylan writes us, as a Yankees fan from Rochester, I can confirm I'm rooting for Clement, but I still hope the Jays get swept. Similar to fantasy football when you have a player on the Chiefs. Shut up, Dylan. Do you not remember?
That seems like a tough battle to have in your head.
The Dodgers beat you in the World Series and they laughed at you. They were laughing. That's worse than what the Jays are doing here. Jays, it's been 32 years since we got here. 32 years.
Yeah.
Let us have this.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.